Okay, very special good morning to everybody. We're up to the 47th Mizmor of Tehillim, which is very famous to us from the davening on Rosh Hashanah, which we say just before we blow the shofar, Lam Natzeach Livnei Korach Mizmor. So we know that Rosh Hashanah has multiple themes. There's a theme of God's majesty, Malchios. There's a thing of remembrances, Zichronos. And of course, there's the theme of shofaros, of blowing the shofar, but these are all very deeply related. As the Gemara explains, Imru Lefanei Malchios Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, that we should recite verses of Malchios as we do in the Shemona Esrei, so God's majesty is established, and that's really the primary theme of the day. That's why we integrate our psukim of Malchios with the sanctity of the day, Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. And the Gemara says that once God is the king, of course, God is judging the world. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's a very poignant thought, and maybe even more than that, to think back to last Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, what was being determined in the celestial realm for the entire planet, you know, in terms of Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chodecha. There's an awesome and even terrifying component to that as well. So once God is judging the world, you know, you should say Zichronos Kedei Shetala Zichronecham Lefanei Letova, that we should be remembered for the best. Uvameh, what's the ultimate tool for this is the shofar. So it's no surprise that in this psalm we find many, many, many times the language of God as the king over all of the earth. Ki Adonai Elyon Ora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. Zamru Elohim Zamrenu Zamru Lemalkeinu Zamiru. Ki melech kol haaretz Elohim zamru maskil. Malach Elohim al goyim, Elohim yashav al kisei kodesho. Time and time and time again, we refer to God as the awesome king. And it, of course, it bears mentioning that we just, of course, marked Shavuos with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah was also accompanied by the shofar, by the yovel, which is the shofar of the ram, as Unklus points out, because what we were basically doing during Matan Torah, during Revelation at Sinai, was accepting God's majesty. As the Ramban explains, to accept belief in God, the mitzvah of Emunah Bashem, is also to accept Malchus Shamayim, the fact that God is the master of the universe. And I'd just like to draw our attention in conclusion to the final verse, which uses a singular description of the Jewish people. You don't find it in many places. The pasuk says as follows: Nidivei amim ne'esafu, the aristocrats of all the nations gathered, am Elokei Avraham, unto the nation whose God is Abraham. Normally we say Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but here we focus exclusively on Avram. Ki Elokim magine eretz, when all of the leaders of the world gather unto God, me'od na'la, God is truly exalted over and above the earth. So why do we reference ourselves here as Elokei Avraham? So the Bali Atosfos and Masachta Brachos explain that even though normally you do require mentioning of God's majesty for any bracha to be considered valid, you need what we call shame, mentioning Hashem's name, and Malchus, mentioning the fact that God is king over the universe, if you mention Avram in the bracha, that actually is a proxy for establishing Malchus, for mentioning God as a Melech, because Avram is the one who established God as the king over the lower realm by spreading the idea of monotheism and by spreading the idea that God alone runs the world. So, of course, in the context of blowing the shofar, which is an act in its own right of establishing Hashem as the Melech, Allah Elokim B'Sruah Hashem Kol Shofar, in the context of doing that, we refer to ourselves as Am Elokei Avraham. We take on that responsibility that Avram first took on, namely of reestablishing God's majesty, not only over ourselves, but as we say, Nidivei Amim Ne'asafu, over the entire world, especially in Rosh Hashanah, is the most universal day. It's not Nisan, which is HaChodesh HaZelachem, the beginning of our year, but it's the beginning of the universal year. That's why on Rosh Hashanah we talk about God ruling over the entire world. Meloch al kol ha'olam kulo b'chodecha, uv'chein ten pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecha. It's an all-encompassing day where we aspire to the fact that God's majesty should be felt in all corners of the earth. And so that is a singular privilege that we all have to be Am Elokei Avraham, to continue the path that was first started by Avraham and continue to serve as God's ambassadors in this world, and to establish the notion that God rules over the world. In Avram's time, it meant, you know, as opposed to polytheism, idolatry, paganism. In our time, it means over other competing ideologies, moral relativism, etc. But we continue to bear the legacy of Am Elokei Avraham, and we do so, you know, under any circumstances, under normal circumstances or under the more challenging circumstances that we live with today, because after all, Avraham didn't exactly do it under the most comfortable of circumstances either. Avraham, as we know, did it under the most adverse circumstances, and surely we too, on a daily basis, can draw strength from his courage as members of the eternal Am Elokei Avraham.